some of you may be trying to squeeze in that last little bit of travel before summer is over. Let's check in with KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz. He's the Robert H. Brockhaus Endowed Chair in Entrepreneurship and Professor at the Chaffetz School of Business at St. Louis University. Jerry, let's talk about this proposed Alaska Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines merger. It looks like it's cleared a hurdle. If it goes through, what could it mean for travelers?
Well, for us in St. Louis, we actually are serviced by Alaska, and that gets us to the West Coast and even with one hop to Hawaii. What's cool about Hawaiian Airlines is, yeah, they cover a lot of the western U.S. and, of course, all of Hawaii, but they also have all sorts of connections to Asia and the other Pacific Islands. So if these two airlines merge, that means we could get on a flight in St. Louis and end up with one hop somewhere in the middle of Asia or, Tahiti. A great opportunity for us. So the question was, in the western U.S., Alaska and Hawaii Airlines service a lot of the same cities. And the question is, if the two airlines merge, is the competitiveness for flights and prices going to decline in those cities? I suspect that the Department of Transportation is going to require the airlines to make some kind of adjustments to keep that competitiveness alive, even if the airlines merge. But Hawaiian Airlines needs an infusion of cash and travelers that Alaska can provide. So it's looking hopeful, and it means a lot more options for us who fly Alaska Airlines out of St. Louis.
Disney is trying to bolster its experiences division. What does that mean? What is the entertainment giant doing?
Well, the experiences division is the part of Disney you encounter if you go to any of the parks, if you get on one of the Disney ships, if you're at a Disney hotel. So basically, that's the place where people physically interact with the Disney empire. And the thing is that they have been the most profitable portion of Disney. They're about a third of Disney's sales, but they are actually the vast majority of Disney's profits compared to movies and the streaming services and things like that. And they are planning to double down in a big way, $60 billion over 10 years. And they're going to be adding four new boats. They're going to be adding more than a dozen rides in the U.S., including rides based on Avatar, Cars, and the Indiana Jones franchise. They're going to be doing other sorts of things. Like, for example, there actually are rides in the foreign Disney parks that they don't even have in the U.S., like Zootopia in Shanghai. So they are going to expand everything, four new ships, 12 new rides, new hotels, and everything is going to get a big refresh. That's great news. It makes for a greater experience for us. But the thing is, people are beginning to push back at how much it costs to go to Disney. The New York Times reported that 45% of families going to Disney go into debt to be able to make the trip. And with $60 billion in new expenditures, Disney's going to have to recoup that money some way. So it's not going to cut prices. They're going to argue that it's a better experience. So there's probably going to be some questions in the future about, can they develop some lower-priced points of access so families that aren't wealthy can enjoy Disney as much as the families that have more money to spend.
I like the sound of that. KMOX business analyst Jerry Katz, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Have a great week.